So if you want to open your Bibles to Psalm 34, verse 8, I have asked Derek, there we go, and I've got it from the Message. And yeah, I'm also going to give a little bit about my testimony, which God also gave me this this word. And the Message says, open your mouth and taste, open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to him. Verse 9 says, worship God if you want the best. Didn't we have a lovely worship time this morning? Well, I did anyway. I don't know about you. And it says, worship God if you want the best. I want the best. Worship open doors to all his goodness. Young lions on the prowl get hungry, but God seekers are full of God. I hope I'm a God seeker. Come, children, listen closely. I'll give you a lesson in God worship. So if you don't know how to do it, he says he'll teach us. Who out there has a lust for life? Can't wait each day to come upon beauty. Guard your tongue from profanity and no more lying through your teeth. Turn back on sin. Do something good. Embrace peace. Don't let it get away. God keeps an eye on his friends. His ears pick up every moan and groan. God won't put up with rebels. He'll cull them from the pack. Is anyone crying for help? God is listening, ready to rescue you. If your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, he'll help you catch your breath. Disciples so often get into trouble. Still, God is there every time. He's your bodyguard, shielding every bone. Not even a finger gets broken. The wicked commit slow suicide. They waste their lives, hating the good. God pays for each slave's freedom. No one who runs to him loses out. Isn't that a marvelous scripture? Piece of scripture? And so that's what God gave me. And so taste means to ascertain the flavor, to perceive or recognize the flavor of something. A person's liking for particular flavors. Not everybody likes the same thing. I hate pawpaw. Good means having the required qualities of a high standard, that which is morally right or righteous. And to see is to perceive with the eye, discern visually, then reflect on the information. So God's word tells me that God is flavorful with high moral, righteous qualities that when perceived by the eye is visually good information. Isn't that amazing? So if the word says this, what are we tasting? And even more, what are we telling others about the taste and revealing his flavor to those around us? If we are getting God's flavor, we aren't recognizing. If we are not getting God's flavor, we aren't recognizing the flavor, that then we can't pass that flavor on that God is wanting us to pass on. A story is we've got one of our managers, Bruce. He's got two boys. He loves his boys. And every time they go to Durban, they send us pictures of what, well, not every time, but this one time they sent us a picture of this bunny chow. And it was a beautiful big picture, and I thought, sure, who can eat that? And especially his two boys, how are they going to finish that big bunny chow? Anyway, it's about 85 rand, I think, and it's a huge round roll that they've cut the lid off, and they put all the curry inside there, the bunny chow. And so the one day we had to go and meet James down there at the varsity, and Sean says, no, I'm taking you to have this bunny chow. It is the best. So I said, how do you know? So he says, no, Bruce says so. So off we go. And it's got a picture in the menu then. I thought, no, I definitely can't eat this. So they said, no, you can have it with a roti or a wrap or something. Anyway, I had a different, it came better than the, mine came with a whole lot of sauces as well. But the two boys that are varsity boys couldn't even finish it. And that's what we should be like with God. We should be telling people how good the flavor of God is, that he tastes good. Anyway, it didn't disappoint. It was very good. And so, yeah, that's the bunny chow. But I asked God to reveal the different flavors that I should be recognizing and tasting. And this is what he downloaded to me. He said, the fruits of the Spirit. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's love, joy, peace, patience. I know that. So he says, yes, that's what you should be, the flavor you should be giving the people around you. Are you doing that? So I said, no, I'm not joyful all the time. Patience, I'm working on that. Sometimes I'm not as patient, especially with my family. Gentleness, yeah, I am gentle. Kindness, I am kind. And so he said, yeah. So Galatians 5:22, again, I'm reading from the Message, says, but what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives. Much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wise. Isn't that amazing? So that's what God gave me, was the fruits of the Spirit. And then he said miracles, promises, faith, wisdom, and knowledge. And he said those are the things, the flavorful things that we should be giving to those that don't know him. We meant to be representing God. We made in his image. And so are we representing him well? So get those flavors and recognize those tastes. And what are you wanting to taste today? Ask God to download for you what you're wanting. And you might say, well, have I tasted and seen that God is good? And yes, I have. 10 years ago, I had a car accident that left me paralyzed. I had a spinal fusion in the L3 and the L4. And the doctors said to me that the extent of the damage was too large. I would never walk again. And when somebody says that, your whole life changes. And it was like, wow, what do I do now? What now? And God just said to me, I'm with you. And that's when he gave me that Psalm 34. It immediately came to me. And it's amazing that when you are in times of trouble, how scripture just comes back to you. That's why God says, meditate on my word daily. He doesn't say it just for saying it. So that when times of trouble come, you can claim those scriptures. You can say, but God, this is what your word says. And so my road started for recovery. I was 3.5 months in hospital. 5 weeks of that was in the rehab. And my whole life changed. I never saw my family. I was in Durban. I said to Sean, this is boarding school. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And every Friday afternoon, they'd come and fetch me. And Sean would have to sign me out. And I'd go home for the weekend. Monday morning, 8:30, I'd have to be back in Durban. And so the rehab started. And God said to me, because I had lots of queries, and I said, God, how could this happen? I'm your child. I love you passionately. And he said to me, remember 1 Peter 4:8. It says, your enemy, the devil, says you have an enemy, and that's not me. The devil is your enemy, and he prowls like a roaring lion. And in that scripture of that we first read in Psalm, it talks about the lion there as well. And so he reminded me of that scripture, and he said that I would taste and see his miracles, but I wouldn't taste it all at once. So it was hard, because he said to me that if I heal you immediately, you won't remember. You won't remember the taste of it. And he said to me that it's going to be a road to walk, but I'll be with you. And so, yeah, the road walked. I walked, but he also gave me 2 Peter 1:5, 6, 7, and 9. It says, so don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given. complementing your basic faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience. Whoa, that's a hard one. Reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love. Each dimension fitting into and developing others. With these qualities active and growing in your lives, no grass will grow under feet, no day will pass without its reward as you mature in your experience of our Master Jesus. Without these qualities, you can't see what's right before you, oblivious that your old sinful life has been wiped off the books. And I read that and I thought, wow, okay. I've got a long road ahead. I need that patience. I need that maturity. I need everything. I need those qualities. So my basic faith, character, spiritual revelation, passionate patience, my journey began. And I can't tell you the pride that I had inside of me that whenever I was able to, the first obstacle, my right leg got feeling. I can't tell you the pride that I had that it was my God that did it. It wasn't me. It wasn't the doctors, because they had said to me, you would never walk again. And yes, my God had done that for me. He's for me. Who can be against me? He's for me. And I just wanted to say, tell everybody and just say, my God did this for me. And so with him, I could do all things. Nothing was impossible. Did I have meltdowns? Of course I did. But I had to recognize the taste and the victory of who my God was. And after three and a half months, I came home from hospital with the rehab. I now had to get used to getting in and out of a wheelchair. Sean had to pick me up to bath me. And it wasn't easy. Injections every night. And my right leg came back. My left leg just wasn't cooperating as I wanted it to. So 7 months, Sean said, we're going to Mozambique for holiday. And I thought, whoa, I can't do that. I can't do that. That's like traveling 18 hours in the car. No, I can't do that. And God said to me, I'm with you. You can do all things. I'm with you. And it was the September holidays, and the children were excited to go. And I thought, no, I can't. I can do this. I can do this. So I put away the wheelchair. I said to Sean, we can't lug this wheelchair all the way up to Mozambique. Left the wheelchair behind, got the two crutches, and off we went. And it was quite a daunting journey for me because I have my routine, and this was way out of my routine. Anyway, a few falls and everything. Everybody had to carry me, took turns carrying me to the beach. But it was a lovely holiday, and we made it. And then the left leg wasn't so cooperative as well. And after a year, I went down to one crutch, and now I have no crutches. The left leg still, amen. The left leg still, as a kid say, oh, Mom, did you enjoy your trip? Every now and again, it stays behind, which it did do this morning. It stays behind, and off I go for a little trip. But I'm walking, and every day I see people that haven't seen me for a long time. They're absolutely amazed at what, and everybody knows that I love God passionately. And they all say, I suppose it's lots of prayer. And I say, yes, it is. But even though the seed has been sown in them, and I hope that I've given them the flavor of God, because I'm for him in every way. So I walk with a limp today, and people ask me, oh, what's wrong with your leg? Is it sore? And I'm able to tell them my great testimony that my God has done for me. And I'm not being boastful or proudful or anything, but if we just allow God to work in our lives, you might say, oh, that's not for me. It is for you. And we need to renew our minds every day that God can do it. Because if we don't, it's been a long journey. It hasn't been easy. It hasn't been every day I've woken up with joy and singing and loud shouts. It hasn't been that at all. And it's been a journey that, my family's worked walked the road with me. And yeah, it hasn't been easy. But God always reminds me to step out. Often I like to stay in my comfort zone. I have a very, as I say, tell everybody, my husband is my oldest child. He is just so hyper. He does everything. And I just got to follow. And I try and follow. But at times it's out of my comfort zone. And I just say, God, what now? And he says, I'm there with you. You can do it. You can do it. And so we do. Off we go. Off we do things. And so that's my journey. Just a little bit of what God's done. But taste and see that the Lord is good, because he is. 1 Peter 22 to 25 says, now that you've cleaned up your lives by following the truth, love one another as if your lives depended on it. Your new life is not like your old life. Your old birth came from mortal sperm. Your new birth comes from God's living word. Just think, a life conceived by God himself. That's why the prophet said, the old life is a grass life, its beauty as short-lived as wild flowers. Grass dries up, flowers droop. God's word goes on and on forever. This is the word that conceived the new life in you. And just as, it's a beautiful scripture. And God's word is, it never dies. It never fades away. But are we meditating on it daily? Are we tasting? Are we getting that flavor of what God has? So I've got a few things here on my lovely table, which is a banana. Most of us know what a banana tastes like, and we know what it smells like is what it tastes like. Now, my youngest boy, don't even bring a banana near him. He just freaks out. You can't eat a banana near him. You can't have a banana anywhere near him. So that's his flavor that he doesn't like. Chocolate, we all know what that tastes like. Most of us like chocolate. We know what that tastes like. Then we've got ginger. My shriveled up ginger. We've got ginger, of which not everybody likes. I know a lot of people don't like the taste of ginger. Then we've got an onion. Not everybody eats onions. Not everybody eats onions. We've got garlic, gives you smelly breath. We've got honey, which is sweet. Most people like honey. We've got salt. It's flavor. We've got an orange and we've got a lemon. But sometimes when you add all these different flavors together, my daughter decided, we were at the beach. She went to the SPCA shop and she bought a juicer. And for 2 days we couldn't get this juicer unlocked. She Googled, she tried everything, and the one day it opened. So anyway, she got to juicing. Whatever she could find, she juiced. Well, we had some really disgusting juices. And in the end, we just didn't want to taste any of her juices because she just mixed whatever she could find. But eventually, she found the right one, and it tasted absolutely divine, refreshing. But also, what happened is, I don't think she's pulled out that juicer for a month or two. And that's what happens with our walk with God. We get his taste. We get his flavor, and we all hyped up. We want more. But then it becomes something that we put on the shelf because God's done what we asked him to do. And so we only call on him in times of trouble. We only ask for his help when we need it. And that's not what we should be doing. He wants to walk. He created us to walk with him daily. So today, I just want to encourage you to walk with him. Find his flavor. Know what he tastes like. Know that when you taste a chocolate, it's not just a chocolate, it's God. It's his taste. Know that what he tastes like. And the struggles today are mainly financial, for healing and relationships. It's restoration. Just around us, in our area, we've got relationships that aren't yeah, fathers and sons just aren't getting along. And I think, how can they do that? You know, you gave birth to those sons. Surely they've given you some joy over the years. How can you just suddenly just toss them out, toss them away? God never tosses you away. He's for you no matter what you do. And that's what we need to do. We need to forgive people. We need to taste and see and give that flavor and that taste to the others. So today I want to pray. It's just a very short message, and I hope it's encouraged you. But I just want to pray for mainly for relationships, not just for restoration, but we're all crying out for somebody in our family to know Jesus. And if you don't know Jesus today, afterwards when we've finished and we've prayed, there will be people up top here that will help you to and walk you through to know who Jesus is and the steps. It's so easy. Just open your hearts, ask him into your hearts. It's very easy.